in air conditioned place, it's all right, but you can't be afraid to eat it any else you don't put in the refrigerator.
All right, now after dinner, what might men have? The smoke.
Well, that's usually would smoke a cigarette, a cigar or something like that.
Or
chew tobacco. Now, I don't know too much about that. Now, I'm not the one in tobacco chewers. In my family, some of my brothers, no, my youngest brother didn't smoke. My oldest brother did. My daddy never smoked.
Okay.
And this son here never had smoked. And my oldest son stopped when he was married, but he stopped smoking. He doesn't smoke. My daughter doesn't smoke. She and her husband both smoke when they're married, and they didn't need to smoke now. So I have a daughter-in-law that smokes, grandsons that smoke.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was that kind of real southern food that you'd have in the morning for breakfast?
Grits.
Okay, did you ever take the corn, the kernel of corn that was leached off, and eat that, puffed up type?
Hominy.
And
it had to be treated a certain way to make your hominy good before you could cook it, though, you see. My mother used to make white and pretty as it could be. Small quantities, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what is it they raise down in Arkansas and Louisiana? People like to eat a lot. They raise it up in water. What happened?
Rice?
Yeah. Then sometimes around here, folks, a long time ago especially, people used to make non-tax paid alcoholic beverages, right? And what did they call that?
Corn liquor.
Corn liquor or?
Homebrew.
Homebrew or?
Well, they made that out of, they used their yeast for that. You know, this, that corn liquor was just made out of old sour corn, you know. And there used to be plenty of called many steels in this county, in Charlie County.
Yeah, I know that. That old man Mike Burson told me he was used to run it.
Yeah, I know. Then it used to be a lot of them.
Yeah.
Before they could buy it, you know.
Well,
they had their own little steels at home because a lot of them were caught.
The bowl wheel had a lot of them too.
Yes, that's true.
People just didn't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't make any money.
That's right.
Now, you would crush the cane and boil the juice and make molasses.
Molasses, that's right.
Or then syrup. What was the difference between molasses?
Well, your syrup was thin, you know. You made it mostly to use on hotcakes or something like that.
Now, molasses.
But molasses cooked thicker, cooked down more. It's the only difference there. It's just cooked long.
Okay, so syrup is thin and molasses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If something wasn't like you had imitation syrup, and then but then the good syrup you say was real, was
real pure cane syrup.
Okay, or genuine
cane syrup. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, it's written on the cans now, pure cane syrup. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And with my son in Roll Fog used to get it, they'd make it in the hills. Since we don't have, you know, nobody around here, they'd make it down in the hills or down in Louisiana. And he would buy, you know, a case of it in the gallon thing. And he'd give me, my son-in-law and his son love it, if it's good. And he'd get some for them, they'd take it back to West Virginia when they lived up there.
When sugar wasn't prepackaged, but just weighed out of the barrel, it was sold
in the book, in barrels, and sold
in book.
Yeah, well, you could get it, they'd weigh it up in 50 pounds, 100 pounds. But of course, 100 pounds, that's, you didn't get the sacks. The paper sacks were not strong enough.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd weigh it up in 20 pounds or 25 pounds, 10, 5. You hardly ever saw any. These real 2 pounds.